Our next story is about a young scientist in California doing some groundbreaking medical research. She also put herself through school picking watermelons and cleaning hotels. And one other thing, she recently became one of the few undocumented students in the U.S. to get her Ph.D. Sasha Coca has a story from Merced.
Have you ever seen a beating heart pulsing on its own after it's been taken out of the body?
You can see that it's still beating.
I know, it's wild.
It's a very impressive organ.
Yuriana Aguilar is injecting a special dye into a tiny mouse heart at a lab at the University of California in Merced, in the state's Central Valley. She's researching the electrical signals in the human heart just before sudden cardiac death, which is a major cause of death in the U.S.
So this is a heart that is going to be right now perfused with the dye that goes into the membrane so that we can look at the electrical signaling going on. Some solution here.
She came to California from Michoacán, Mexico, with her farm worker parents when she was 5. None of them have immigration papers.
There are fears. I fear, like, if I'm in the flea market, if they're doing maybe deportations or something, nobody's going to care that I have a title, maybe.
But Yuriana, who's now 26, is protected from deportation by the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals federal program. It protects those brought to the U.S. as children, although she's still not eligible for many grants and fellowships, like other postdocs.
I wondered how you felt, you know, hearing people say things like, you're taking the space of a U.S. citizen, or why should you have this opportunity, or ICE should come and deport you.
I'm used to hearing those comments. There's shortages of researchers, there's shortages in physicians. Definitely, if somebody is more qualified, go for it.
After working at the lab, Yuriana drives with her husband and baby girl to visit her parents on the farm. They grow squash and cucumbers, raise goats. Yuriana's mother, Ana Torres, usually has dirty hands from picking squash. But she recently got a manicure to attend 2 graduations, Yuriana with her doctorate and a son as a pilot. I ask her and her husband, Arturo, what's their secret? How did 2 farm workers who didn't finish elementary school put 5 kids through college? We talk to them a lot, tell them they're smart, says Arturo, and we would pay them $20 for every A and B they got. And if they got an F, they had to pay us $25 or $30. We had to work hard to earn more money if they got A's, but it was worth it. And if they didn't do a good job in school, they had to pick 10 boxes of spiny cactus. Ana and Arturo say they were tough on their kids, but loving and involved.
La mejor inversión que pueden hacer es darle estudio a sus hijos.
Arturo has some advice for other immigrant parents. Don't use your paycheck to buy a new car that only stays shiny for a while, he says. It's better to invest in your children's education. That lasts their whole lives.
Ella lo sabe que estamos muy orgullosos y que no tengo palabras ya que es.
Ana says she's proud of Yuriana. She starts crying and hugs her daughter.
Antes lloraba especialmente cuando Yuri me hablaba para decirme que.
They're happy tears, she says. Before, she'd cry when people told Yuriana they cared more about her immigration status than her intelligence, her knowledge. Thank you for believing in me, says Yuriana, despite all the obstacles we faced. You always said the government may not give you papers, but no one can take away your education.
Yo siempre les dijimos que esa era la herencia que les íbamos a dar.
It's the only inheritance you'll get from us, Ana tells her.
Tener los dos pies, las dos manos para trabajar, nosotros íbamos a sacarlos adelante y que ellos se sintieran.
And as long as we have feet to stand on and hands to work, we'll support you. Yuriana Aguilar hopes to open her own medical research lab someday. But even then, she says, she won't mind working in the field sometimes or buying some land to farm. She says you have to do every job with dignity and with your heart. For the world, Sasha Coca, Merced, California.